Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We're going to do something a little bit different this week than we've done in other weeks. We're still going to be receiving calls if you'd like to call in, if you have any questions, or if you want to see if we can make any connections, that would be great. We're, like I said, we're open to receiving calls. But I'm actually sitting here with an open forum panel of folks that are here in my location to do questions, to receive messages, to hear from across the veil. So we're going to have an in-group session in-house, and anyone who happens to want to call from anywhere else that's out there, we're open for that. Now, how this works is I hear from the guides, the teachers, the masters, the angels, friends, family, anyone who may want to come over and have a message to give to you, maybe answer some questions, maybe give you a little bit of guidance, or maybe hear from a family member, a loved one, who wants to come through and share some information. And we're going to start out with the panel here as we're going to start connecting. I'm going to start connecting with those visitors that have been popping in and out as we've been sitting here visiting, getting prepared to go on the air. And like I said, if you want to call and have any questions or want to see if there's a connection, please feel free to do that as well. So we're going to be working with a live group here in-house, and we're going to be working with you folks live that may be calling in. To begin with, I want to welcome everybody that's here and say thanks for coming. This is going to be a really great event. As it is on the radio, it's always wonderful to be able to come and share with you as the listeners. I want to start out this afternoon. I have this group of, not only do I have this group here at the house sitting around the table, but I have this group of energies that everybody has put their coats on because the temperature has dropped. We're all working together and getting into connecting with our friends and our family and our loved ones. I'm going to start out with a reading for someone. Her name is Katie. Katie, your mother is trying to let you know that the information that you're looking for is actually in the file cabinet, but it's filed under, the titling of it is not like, not like, you know, if you had a file that was for the dogs and you had, you know, your dog's name was Patsy or something like that, it's filed under a different type of name. For you to look in there, it's not filed exactly how you would think that it's filed, but that it's in the file cabinet. Keep looking and be detailed as you're going through and looking for that. I also have a young man here, and I'm not sure if he's for someone that's in this group or if it's on the radio, so I'm going to open it up to those on, here in the panel. If it is someone that connects with you or someone that you can connect with, but I have a young man here who has, he's showing me he past, he's a, I would almost want to say a sibling. I'm almost wondering if he's not your direction. Did you have a brother that passed that you're aware of? Okay. I'm getting a feeling it's a young man. It's a brother figure that has passed. Is anybody in the panel here connecting with that? No? Okay, then it's going to be somebody who's on the talk show part of it. You have a brother who has passed. He wants me to let you know that he is extremely sorry for the manner whereby which he passed, that he did arrive home, and that the concerns that you have had in your heart that he did not make it home, he did. He is safe. He is very much in the warmth of the arms of the angels is what he is showing me, doing some healing work, doing some recharging of his soul. He knows that he's going to have to come back and do his life path again because of his method of leaving. Apparently, it feels like he took his life by his own hand. He wants you to know that he's extremely sorry. He wants you to relay the message to the family that he is home, that their prayers of love and warmth and happiness have helped him, and that his step over the veil was one that was much quieter, was much calmer, met by his particular guide or angel that was there to meet him, that he is fine, that he's trying to relay that message across, that everything is fine. I also have someone who goes by the name of Mater or Mother. That sounds like Mater. Anybody in this group connect with that at all? Not that we're aware of. I do know that I have your mom here. She was here earlier today, and she says that you've asked the question a couple of times as to why you haven't connected with her on your own. And she says that because she has carried a lot of sorrow and guilt for a lot of the things that had transpired during your lifetime, and that she now understands things, and she now sees where she came up short and where she did not fulfill the end of things how a normal... she's showing me that what you experienced is more normal than what the world should be associating with and should be feeling. She's coming through to say that she loves you very much and that she didn't tell you that. She didn't express that to you when she was here, and that she wants to express that to you now, and that she is amazingly surprised at what a beautiful, strong, courageous woman that you've become. She's also shown me that you have switched your role and your place in so much that you are now becoming the matriarch of the family because of your spiritual strength that you've grown, that you have actually developed into, that you've actually connected with. And a lot of the reason that she's not come forward before is because the word that I keep hearing is that she felt shame for her position, for her role in being your mother. She didn't know how to be your mom. She didn't know. Part of it, she's saying, is she didn't know how to be the mom with the gifted children that she had, and how each of the children in the family have spun off with different gifts and had gone different directions, and a lot of the craziness that came in, she just didn't know within herself. Where she was at, and that your strength is going to be conveyed very strong. I know that you're preparing to go on a trip, and that when you have this meeting with your siblings, it's going to be very powerful. She's definitely going to be there. She's definitely going to be a part of this time because she needs to begin her healing process as you guys begin your healing process with her as well. She's saying she's not asking for family members to forgive her because she knows that a lot that had transpired was not necessarily forgivable. As a child, children should never have to go through some of the things that went on in that home and in that environment. But she does want to let the family know that she loves them, that she misses them tremendously. She's with her great-grandmother on her mother's side. She was saying that is where you have gotten some of your skills for being able to make something out of absolutely nothing, where you can take... she's showing me like a loaf of leavened bread and how that bread can just keep manifesting itself. You've gotten that gift from your family, from your her great-grandmother. So that's going to be your great-great-grandmother. They spend much time together. She is also saying that both of your sisters are going to get much stronger in their health because they're going to start seeing the change that has happened within your own world. And they are going to, even though the first... She's showing me that even for the first few months that you actually, after they've seen you and they've seen the dramatic change that you've gone through, that they're actually going to spend a couple months between themselves going, what the heck happened to her, and all this, that, and the other thing. But they're going to want to learn from you. They're going to want to experience more from what you have to share with them. And this is your mother's way of reaching out and loving you all through helping you develop and helping you become stronger. Do you have any questions for Mom?
No, not at the moment, I don't.
Okay. Do you have any questions related to anything with your siblings? Because I'm really feeling there's a strong connection, and there's going to be a new binding. It's going to seem like everything has just kind of blown to pieces, but then it's going to actually, everything's just all of a sudden going to meld together, and it's going to be such a strong unit if the steps are allowed to happen the way that they're showing me, that she's relaying to me, that it's going to happen as you move more into that. She's showing me like a matriarchal, the higher, like you're no longer in the chain of command where you were, but higher, the older, like you're the older sibling. I don't believe you are in that chain.
No, I'm not. I'm the youngest, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so they're actually showing me that because of your progress that you're making with your own life, you're actually going to be moving forward and moving into more of that older sibling position. But she's also showing me that there's a male figure that you really are quite upset with, and she wants you to know that you need to love this person. And as hard as that may be, sometimes tough love is just as good as that open-hearted love. It's that unconditional love, that love where we go into the heart and we love them enough to say, I love you unconditionally, but I love myself unconditionally, so I'm keeping my barriers, I'm keeping my protection, I'm keeping myself safe, but I still love you, but there's boundaries, there's barriers. She's showing me that that is a new strength for you that you're learning how to develop. And she's showing that you're going to have to learn this rather quickly, because I believe your trip's coming up rather quickly, too.
That is very true. The countdown is on. I think I'm down to 4 or 5 days.
So, yes, your time is going to... You're going to be learning things even as you fly. You're going to... I don't know if you have a window seat or not, but if you do, she's saying look out on the window, because you're going to see the wings of the angels as they're flying with you.
Very nice.
But they will be traveling with you. They will be guiding this entire trip. This entire trip is actually divinely ordered, even though it feels a little bit scary. She's showing me that it's a divine order because of the position you have moved yourself into in your own healing process within every aspect of your life. You're now going to be able to take this on and give it to the other family members so that she can do love through you for the other members of the family that she couldn't do in physical form. You're also going to be helping them with some of the addiction problems that are associated. And that's going to be more through example, more through that personal walk thing that they're going to be seeing through your example, through your strength, through the change that you've gone through. I'm just kind of feeling like she's aligning herself with you to be reuniting with you now that she feels that you're willing to listen to her, that you didn't hang the phone up and say, I don't want to talk to her, don't break her in. But that there's been a healing there, that she can actually bring a tie there and bring a union there. You're going to feel her align with you more. And like I said, your great-great-grandmother, let her share some more of the wisdom of the ages with you. She used to do a lot of herbology type of work. That's where a lot of that natural instinct comes from, that natural healing through some of the herbs and through some of the natural products. So draw from that, from your old past, from your past history. Do you have any questions or anything else?
No, I don't, but I'd like to thank you very much. You cannot imagine what kind of insight and healing that this has brought to my life. Things made perfect sense. And I now feel that maybe I can. I do have a family reunion coming up. I do have an older brother that there has been a huge rift between us. I now feel like maybe I can move forward and try to get these things handled and worked out. And thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad you came today.
Thank you.
Okay, I know who this gentleman is, and I know he's wanting to connect with the lady in pink down at the end of the table. You can hand the phone down to her so that she can connect here. Of course, this is our beloved David. He is wanting to let you know that he has actually connected with Richard, that he has actually been there to help and been there for some of the reunion work, some of the healing work. That's one of the reasons why you're not feeling much connection with either of them at this point in time. They've been very busy together. They've been doing some healing work. It's very traumatic to do a soul transfer such as he did. And I know that you're aware of this, so I know that you can understand what this is about. David also said something. He's telling me once again about tiling in your bathroom. I know that you had done some tile work, but there's a certain color in there that you added that he impressed you to put in there because it's one of his favorite colors. And that he feels that that's a way you've made a connection to stay honored and stay connected with him. He's also wanting you to make sure that you have, I know you have one daughter that travels a lot. You have a daughter that's leaving the country. He wants you to, that's his daughter. Okay, I know who it is now. He wants you to make sure that she is covered with a lot of protection energy, with a lot of, she's going into an area that could be very detrimental to her. You need to keep her spiritually covered very strongly. He's going to kind of help her see things as well as he can through his way of communicating with her, but you need to put beef up the protection. He's showing me that. Amp up the protection.
Okay.
Make that a lot stronger with her. Your other daughter, she needs to get back on some of the medications that she hasn't. She's not using her oils. He's saying she's not using her oils. She needs to use her oils. He's also wanting to show that she is going to make a change of employment that's coming in the near future here. She's burnt out. She's exhausted in the place where she's at. And if she stays there, it's going to continue to burn her out. She needs to make that change.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm also seeing is he's also bringing in the energy of your father. And he's showing me that your father is acknowledging that he wants you to be aware of that he was using your energy, which you knew, to help sustain himself. And he is thankful that you came in and basically let him go home.
Oh.
That you didn't feel that need to hold him. And he wants to thank you for that. He wants to... he also wants to express that he's sorry that he didn't know you more in your lifetime. That he feels he could have been a better help to you as you were growing up, but because he wasn't there, there was not... And I don't like the word remorseful, but that's the word that I'm hearing. He has sorrow that didn't happen, but that he's grateful that it did in the later years. I also have... I'm not sure if you have a sibling that's on the other side or not. Do you have somebody that's passed that's a sibling to you that you're aware of?
I have a sister that had died.
Okay.
Right after a week or so after she was born.
Okay. Okay. So that would be okay. Because I've got a sibling here that they're showing me a sibling energy, and it's interesting because I was having trouble picking up if it was male or female, and if it was just after birth, they really didn't settle into their sex. So that kind of explains that a little bit for us.
Mm-hmm.
She came in to. She kind of, what I'm seeing is her birth did something within a wavelength, within a frequency. She had to change a frequency of something that was going on. I'm not sure what it is she's showing me. I'm seeing like a ribbon of an energetic signature of a frequency, and she's showing me that she had to cut that frequency. Oh, excuse me. That she had to cut that frequency to make a change that was going to happen within your entire household, within your entire... family dynamics. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay. It does.
Like the father and mother didn't make it together.
Okay. And once again, David's coming in. He's very strong. He says, even though you're not feeling him as much, he is definitely there constantly. He's kind of helping you find that inner strength that you're finding to be able to do a lot of the projects that you're doing. And as you're getting ready for spring, and up here we're just starting to see a little bit of the snow melt in certain areas. So as we're starting to get that spring fever, he's kind of excited with you for that newness that's coming in, because you're making a change as well in your path for some newness and for some new openness and some new events that are going to transpire real soon here. That he's saying you didn't like to travel, and it used to frustrate him that you didn't like to travel, but you might think about it. Because I think he wanted to travel with you a little bit more than you used to, so he likes to travel with you how you'll travel with him now. That's what he's showing me. I'm also seeing an animal around you, and I'm not sure, because I know you have the one animal, and I'm not sure if you've had...
A dog? Is it a dog?
Yes. I've got a strong, and it's like a loyalty. There's something about loyalty that you're experiencing right now, that you're getting that strength from this animal. But it's around you a lot. It's almost to the point in time that you might see it moving, or you might actually feel it bumping up against you.
Oh, I might have.
Yeah. Jeff might have.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And I just had a question for David.
Okay.
I wanted to put his ashes around the house, and I wanted to put my dad's ashes around the house. And is it all right with my dad to do that and with you? And I know that you wanted your ashes at Hazardous Pass, and do you still want that?
What he's showing me is that he really does not care, because that's all old stuff, and he's not a part of that anymore. Your father, on the other hand, is not quite ready to release that feeling yet, release that connection to having been physical, because it's been a short time since he's passed.
Okay.
So I would say he's showing me there's a certain area of the house that he does not want to be, and I'm assuming you're going to see it and you're going to know, so listen to him when he's telling you where to put them.
Okay. His ashes or my dad's ashes?
Your David.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he's also saying that he wants to be mixed with the soil. He doesn't want to just be spread on top. He wants to be mixed with the soil.
Oh, when I do in my garden?
So that he can, he's showing me that, this is kind of strange, so that his energy can still be a part of your property and still be a part of your movement forward, your development of growth, of purity. Like we were talking about earlier, one of the products that you can use that does some purification with the water that has a repercussion that goes out even to the animals as they're moving out. It's that kind of energy that he wants to show that he would like to share through the soil.
Okay. And I have one other question, too. Donna's coming around, and she wants to channel through me to you, but I need your help so I can do that with Donna.
She's not going to accept it. He is saying that she's verbalizing the acceptance, but internally she's not ready, so that's why the connection has not been made.
Oh, okay. So just wait.
Just give it more time. Share messages with her of things that he gives to you.
Okay.
In a form of like, Donna, this is information from David about blah, 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 blah. And don't necessarily bring it forward as a channel, but bring it more forward I want to share this with you because it's been shared with me type of thing.
Okay. Like I remember when you did this or what?
Exactly.
Okay.
And you could even say, you know, something along the lines of, you know, the other night I had a dream and your dad showed me this, or David showed me that, or this or that.
Okay.
Type of thing is what he's showing me.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's
very nice.
We're also have the phone lines open, even though we're doing an on-site open forum of visits from the other side. We do have opening that we're accepting phone calls. If anybody would like to place a phone call to receive a message, keep trying. Keep calling until you do get through. I know that a few folks have had trouble that they have said they just keep getting a busy signal or something. Keep trying. We'll get you through and we'll give you the message that Spirit is wanting to bring across to you. I have an angelic circle that is just amazingly strong. It just settled in around this entire group. It's like a host of angels that have just begun flowing around. And I'm wanting to be drawn towards one of the gals in the group that I know works a lot with angels, but I'm not feeling that your energy is coming forward. I'm feeling more of a connection over this way, and I believe it's for you. There's a group of... So if you want to take the phone and be a part of this, I'm very strongly feeling that this is a group of and it's like an angelic host that is connected with you, that is starting to do some guidance with you, that's starting to help set things into motion for you. You've had a few rough things happen. And I'm on a physical level aware of that because of knowing you a little bit, so I'm trying to not let that become a part of this. This angelic group is showing me that you have been under their protection, and little things have happened so that you grow and so that you develop and so that you become stronger for the person that you are. But how you manage to keep moving and stepping through this and stepping above this is because you have this, it's an incredible, it's amazing group of, it's an angelic hosting that's just, it's phenomenal. In all the years that I've done this, and I have done this for 30 years now, I have not seen such, it's to the point it's just like, it's over, almost overwhelming me. I don't know if anybody else in the group can feel this energy. It's just massive. Such divine guidance, such divine protection. And this, I believe, is coming in from... because I know a little bit about you, I think a little bit of this is coming from an exposure you had to an event that happened a few years back. Where you were living, I feel a lot of that came there. But this goes back to pre-existence. This goes back to pre-birth, that you had such a strong connection with this, that when you came through, there was an agreement that it's kind of like you're sitting there sitting at this, like this big table like we're sitting at here, and there's this conversation going on, and it's like, if I have to go down there, and if I have to live this life, and if I have to do this, then you all are going to come with me. And it feels very much, very strongly like this was just, there's a divine order for your existence here right now. Almost to the point where it gets so overwhelming at times that you feel just like shut down, close the door, I don't want to move forward, I can't do this, I just, and you, when things happen around you, it's not the little things, it's not the minor little things. You are exposed to massive things that happen, and it's because of the energy that you carry with you that helps set the healing, global healing, that can radiate from that because of this, they're your entourage. You have this host that's with you that's just amazingly powerful. I'm not sure if you do much work with the angels now. If you don't, I want to recommend that you do. Get some books on angels. Do some research on angels. Talk to the angels that are around you when you're driving home, when you're out and about, or you're going here, or you're going down there, or you're riding your bike, or you're running, or you're walking, or you're... all of those things that you're doing, talk to them, because they're there in massive numbers. It's almost like they go... it's almost like trying to go walk up to the Red Sea and watching the Red Sea part as you walk across. That's what they do. They go, even though you have to experience being in the presence of some of this, they help open that up for you. They help make it so that you have the strength and you have the, I'm hearing the word tenacity, to go forward, to keep going through it all, to keep saying, okay, I came down here to do this. Come on, guys, we're going to go through this again. And this all happens on a subconscious level for you. Dreamtime I'm not sure if you remembered your dreams or not, but they're showing me dream times. They're starting to bring you answers to things that have confounded your mind, that have kind of confused you, and it's like you get up the next morning and you know how to do something that you didn't know how to do before you went to bed the night before. They're showing me that they're bringing you that type of energy, and that you're not necessarily going to be able to walk past that anymore. That they're going to help you go through it. They're going to kind of blow those gates open. I'm going to ask you to kind of just hold loose because I do have a call on the phone. So if you want to just hold loose and I'm going to connect back with your angels. Caller, go ahead.
Hi. I have been talking to Spirit a lot lately and asking questions, and I just called to see if anyone had anything that they wanted to say to me.
Who was it you were trying to connect with? I didn't hear the beginning.
Oh, any spirit in general, my
okay.
guides
okay.
and angels mostly, and I don't know if any deceased relatives might be involved or not.
Okay. One of the things that I'm seeing is that you're going to start making a big life transition, that things are going to take on a different appearance for you, that I'm not sure if you're planning on moving, I'm not sure if you're planning on job changing, but you're going to make a change, you're going to make a shift. Do you have children that are beginning to get older to move out?
No, I don't have any children.
Okay. There's something like that kind of energy, like when we have children and they're getting ready to move and they're getting ready to leave home, it's kind of that changing.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of that. I don't want to say that we shed our children. I still have one living at home. We don't shed our children. But it's kind of that kind of feeling, that energy of letting things kind of remove themselves. That's the kind of changing that you're going to be going through.
Yeah,
as well.
I think I understand. It's more of a
and,
sense of like of my obligations or something like that.
Okay. One of the things that's coming forward is you need to adjust your diet a little bit.
Oh.
That something you're eating is not quite in alignment with your system.
Cool.
There's something that your body's having a little bit of trouble processing. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
So analyze when you're eating certain things, when you might eat something and you're like, oh, that just didn't... You know,
okay.
That did not settle quite right. Make a mental note of that and keep that mental note fresh in your mind so
okay.
that you can put that in your
repertoire.
Is
it something I eat often? Or?
Pardon?
Is it something I eat often?
It's something that you tend to eat, yes. It's something
okay.
that you tend to have on a normal basis.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say, you know, like every night you eat the same, but it's something that you have in your menus, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and just kind of play with that a little bit. You'll know. Your body will tell you when, because now that
okay.
you're aware of it, as you eat it, your body's going to, oh, wait a minute, this is it. Oh, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Okay.
Yeah. And trying to see if I'm not necessarily getting any other guidance other than a lot of the letting go of, and now I'm seeing the snake energy of shedding their skin.
Mm-hmm.
There's some changing going on with you. And one of the things that they're showing me that you can do to help process through this is to put a little bowl of change on your nightstand.
Oh, okay.
And as you look at it and before you go to bed, you know, you make a connection with it in your mind. It's like, oh, I'm changing. It's something
okay.
that can help you go through that process. It's a visual for you to work with. I gather you're a visual mm-hmm. person.
Actually, no, I'm not. But it's tactile, too.
Okay. Anyhow, that's what I was getting.
I understand what you mean. I'm actually blind, but that would be something that would be very, like, 3D for me to remind myself.
Very connecting.
With.
Okay, that really shows what it's showing me, then. Very
yeah.
good. Very good. That's amazing. Because then as you feel the different denominational sizes, too, you can, the different sizes. That'll give you an idea of where you're at in the change.
Yeah.
They're showing me as you're, like, if you pick up, you know, you've picked up a penny, it's small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if you pick up a 50-cent piece, you know, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting, very interesting. That's really neat that they would do that for a visual connect for you.
Yeah.
Very wonderful. Very wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to ask them?
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. It's been spectacular talking to you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
As we were working and doing, I'm going to have you go ahead and take the phone back. As I was switching over to take this call from the other beautiful lady, I immediately saw this huge white energy place itself directly behind your body. And I want to say that this is not a part of that angelic host, but this feels like your guardian, your guide, have you been asking for connection with a guide, with a guardian?
I have. Yes.
Okay. They have moved into place with you. Allow them to help you. Allow them to gently nudge you the ways to go. And sometimes when it feels like they've got you pushed right up against the wall, let them melt that wall.
Okay.
Let them help you push your way through it or disintegrate it or whatever they're going to do. They may pick you up and move you over it, but it's huge. It's just this wall of just white light energy that's up around you, that's up protecting. I want to say, I don't know how tall you are, but I want to say this energy feels like it's between 15 and 20 feet above, you know, as it towers over you. Do you have any questions?
I'm just really looking for guidance, so maybe that's my answer.
Okay. I think the angelic host is one of the things that it gives me an understanding when things like that will come up, and I'll think like, oh, man, why did I have to go this direction, or why did I have to flow through this, or why did that have to happen this way or that way? But when they showed me something like that with you, and when they'll show me things like that, it's like, whoa, now I get it. It's something that I'm working with and I'm doing, and it's a new strength.
Okay? All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. My little group here, I'm feeling more moving around. I'm feeling more guidance. I'm feeling more direction. Okay, I know you're married. I know you're single. Okay. believe the they're wanting to talk to you. You have got, I'm trying to get, I'm going with the energy around your body. You have protection that is moving you through. You're trying to find a life mate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're running into all these little, they're showing me they're like little pebbles on the pavement, and they get like in front of you, and you like trip over them, and then you feel like when you're laying there on the ground thinking, why in the heck did I bump into that one? That's part of your process for getting you ready to, how do I word this? It's, you know, we have to bump our knee a couple of times so that we can see a little bit clearer, is what they're showing me that they're helping you do. And the one that I'm seeing that's working with you, I don't want to say it's the great, 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 which would then make great for you in the family connection there. There's somebody that has something to do with, I'm seeing all kinds of weird little things, so I'm just going to kind of work through it here. There's something about a pony. There's something about a very large dog. And there's something about how this all interconnects together with back family history. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is who is helping you now. As you've been calling in and asking for this life mate, they're also saying you are not a patient person. That's one of the reasons why you keep hitting these little pebbles. but in each of these little pebbles, you're learning a lesson. Oh, I know now by doing it with this person, I know I've been in this relationship and there's been no patience. Ah, need patience in a relationship, okay? Oh, we can't be overly suffocating, so I've learned that in this relationship. I can't stand being suffocated. I can't stand suffocating, that type of thing. That's what those little pebbles are all about, is helping you formulate the relationship, because it feels like internally you don't feel like you had a strong family role model to actually figure out how to be the partner that you want to be, that you feel that connects back to this pony, this horse, this little dog, this, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. They're telling me that whoever you connect with will be very tall, will be thin, not mass, you know, not bulky, but they will be thin, but they're not weaklings either. You're not going to enter into a really serious relationship till about midsummer. I heard your mind say, this summer? Next summer? they're showing me that this summer you'll have some potentials, but you're really going to move into that mode. You're really going to have gone through what it is you're going to want to go through by the next summer. So this summer is a developing summer. The next summer is the big summer. Does that make
okay.
sense? And they're also saying, I don't know, I'm not sure if I've ever heard this statement, that you want to get out. You kind of feel like you're imprisoned right now. That you want to get out, and they're showing me that this is going to be a year of that. That you're going to get to do little, you're not a caged bird. They're showing me that you've moved beyond that now. That even though you've had freedoms, you're moving beyond feeling caged or like you're in prison. Don't be concerned about sharing roles with your mother and other people with your daughter. You're doing fine with that as you're learning how to be a mom. Don't beat yourself up and don't second guess yourself. Know that what you're knowing to do is what you know to do, and ask the guides that are with your daughter to help you communicate to you in ways that you can help her. Listen to the advice that you're going to get from some elders, but weigh it. Is this advice that's going to be sound advice that could work for my child, or is it just advice that maybe I'll carry on my shoulder to give to someone else down the road who has children, and I can do it with love and compassion and light and healing? You also have the hands of a healer. They're showing me that you came through with the energy to have hands of the healer, and that probably within the next 4 years, they're going to be activated to the point where you aren't going to be able to hold them still. You are going to be able to need to move forward with that. And part of the connection with the person you're going to connect with is that's going to be very important.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Kinda. I've made a connection with somebody new. Is that anything going to be...
I'm hearing, what does it hurt to have fun?
Okay.
But to protect the heart. They're showing me, they're saying that, but they're also bringing the hand up and kind of putting it in front of the chest, like protect the heart. Follow the wisdom and the guidance of your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Offer some of the energy that you feel within your hands now. Also writing. I'm not sure if you do much writing, but you need to start putting things down in writing so that you can go back and refer to it back and forth as you're going through this path and through these adjustments.
Okay.
I'm not pulling up anything more.
I would like to check on somebody.
Okay.
I would like to check on Jim and Shane.
Okay.
Or not Shane, Jimmy. Jim and Jimmy.
Okay. I'm seeing a dog in a red ball again.
There's Marcus.
I'm not sure where that's coming in. I know that they've come into your energy field before. I'm seeing the red ball playing, and I'm seeing a lot of excited type of energy. And when you said the two names, I immediately saw two young men standing with their arms like on each other's shoulders.
It was a father and a son.
Okay. Kind of like that bro thing, like that connection thing. They're very well. They're very happy. They visit you frequently. They're saying that there's an energy of a place where you go in, and when you walk in the door, you can feel it repelling you backwards. That's because they're telling you not to go there, that they have actually been giving you those little bit of warnings on places where to go and where not to go, which is your place of employment. As you would go in, you'd feel that, ooh, I shouldn't be working here anymore kind of energy that you were feeling. Start noticing that energy, because they're kind of like, it's kind of like they're standing in front of you, like energetically pushing you, so you realize, oh, wait a minute, not healthy for me.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. I know we have a few more minutes left here on the air, so we're going to see if we can get a few more connections for some of the folks that are in the group, and if anybody would like to get a call, get their call in before we reach the top of the hour, please feel free to do so. As we're sharing the messages from visitors from the other side, I have someone who cooks, who does some type of cooking, that needs to be aware of hot grease, that it's not something you're used to working with. They want you to be very aware of that and learn what chemicals will put the fire out when you're working with greases, not to put water on it, they're showing me. I'm not sure who this is for. But if you're a cook, please be aware of this. Please make a mental note of this and learn what to use and what not to use for taking care of that and taking care of fires. I believe this is a message coming in for you here. It's regarding your father. What I'm hearing is that as your father is getting older and he's beginning to transition, for you not to be concerned, because he has a waiting party. He has a waiting party standing there waiting for him. I know that will bring the emptiness in for you and for your family to have him go. He's not going to transition like right now, but what I'm trying to share with you is what I'm seeing is there's like this group that's there that's beginning to be ready to help him as he's making that transition. And as you see him going in and out, and you're aware of that when you're in his presence, it's like you know that he's really not kind of at home. It's because he's starting to spend a little bit of time outside of himself, allowing their energy, their essence to visit with him, so that transitioning is going to be easier for him. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's something that he fears. It's something that he has a fear of dying. And some of the messages and some of the things that you're sharing with him, with the excitement that you're feeling in your own life, is going to help him. Some of the things that you've put into motion into their home, into their life, and into the things that they're doing to help correct and purify their bodies is a good step, but realize that when you sit back and say, oh, if I should have, would have, could have done more this, that, or the other thing, that's not going to matter, because he's going to transition at the time that he's supposed to transition. That he's actually, I don't know, they're kind of showing me like a cat with nine lives. He's like at the ninth life is what they're showing me. It's a reunion. It's a joyous reunion. It's a joyous return home. There will be a party. They're showing me nothing like the party that you're going to have when you go back home this summer here. It's going to be a very joyous reunion. And your mother is going to need some tenderness of heart to help her get through that, because it's not her time to go. She could shut down and make it her time to go, but that's not, you and your siblings need to work with that with mother, keeping her beefed up, keeping her feeling stronger. that type of thing. I'm not saying your father's going to go this year, next year, 5 years down the road. I'm saying he's in that process of preparing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know that you work with the angels, and I know that you draw in a lot of the angel energy, and that they travel with you, and that they speak through you, and they work with you through your writings and that type of thing. But I'm seeing a new angel that's coming through that is more of an, what is that word, oratory? He speaks. He's a speaker. I don't want to say channeling, but he's like an orator. If anybody can help me with that word, that would be great. It's like he's bringing, like he's heralding information. And it's like that's what you feel like you've moved into place to do, because that's one of the things you're doing with the angels is bringing messages forward. And this new angel that's aligning with you is the one that makes you feel at times like, oh my gosh, I've just been in a room and I haven't shut up in the last 30 minutes. And it's because of that type of energy. It's because of that type of, he's there. And it's a male. It's a very strong male strength kind of voice that I'm hearing that's coming forward, even though I know angelically we don't necessarily look at them as sexed, but this is a very malish, very stronger voice that wants to bring that message forward, that helping you be able to carry the message forward, I almost want to say the world, the message of salvation, the message of helping the world know how to correct itself, how to take care of itself, and using wisdom of the ages. You go back to a beginning of time where you connected with the earth as the earth became formed. You connected with the earth and knew what the things of the earth were here because you were here at the creation of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I don't have to try to expand on that a little bit for you. But they're saying your energy goes that far back, and that this lifetime you're reconnecting with that knowledge so that you understand how the ecosystem works, how the body functions work because of learning that in the creation and the formation of the beginning of time. You were here before the earth even took form. You were here when the earth was, they're showing me it very fluid, very liquidy, that type of thing. So your soul runs very old. Your energy runs very, very old. Do you have any questions?
I don't really have any questions. I don't guess, but that just explains, why this whole lifetime, why I have felt like I was different than everybody else, and you know, I just had all these different, and I wasn't understanding anything, and it's all kind of coming out. And I know my mouth does go a lot more now than what it used to do, so I would like to know my new angel's name, if we can get it.
Okay. I'm hearing a J sound. I almost want to say like a James, a Jesse, a ja-ja-ja-ja kind of sound. So play with that.
Okay.
Play with that and see if they give you any more to that.
Okay.
The ja-ja. I'm not getting a full name. I'm like a James, ja, Jesse, ja, Joshua. Joshua, maybe? If I were to play with it a little bit. But kind of play with that, and as he's talking, acknowledge that sounding and see what name he gives you.
Okay. That'd be great. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much.
And as we're coming up to the top of the hour, I am going to keep our group session going here on location because of the fact that we still have a few folks that are wanting to come through and wanting to visit today. So what I do want to say to the folks that have been listening to the program, it's been wonderful to be on the air today. We want to encourage you to listen every Friday at the same time for messages that come across the veil. Feel free to call in with your questions. Feel free to call in and see if we can make a connection with somebody from the other side who may want to encourage you and who may want to send you a little bit of love and compassion and understanding. And As we begin to leave, I want to send you off with much love and much light, and thank you so much for your support, for listening, and for being a part of the program. And when we reach the top of the hour, I know that the station is going to go ahead and just disconnect us, but we're going to be continuing on here. And I want to thank you, and I want to see you next week. Have a great week. Okay, one of the energies that I'm feeling rise up, and I know that it's her over here, is that I have a feeling of like a really heaviness that's coming over the whole front of my body, because you're carrying a heaviness of something from your past. You're carrying some things from your past, things that have happened over time. Places that you've been, connections that you've made. When you have lived in the East, you've actually connected with an energy that brought in this heaviness. You need to do some purification. You need to do some release work. Draw in your angels. Draw in your guides. Draw in the healing energy of the body to help that heaviness move forward, to help that lift from your body. I'm also feeling that you're going to be doing some more shifting and changing, and as you're doing this, that's going to help you understand how to fit in your skin again. That they're literally showing me that fitting into your skin, you're wanting to do that fitting into your skin thing because it doesn't quite feel like you belong. And you do, it's just that you're preparing for some different things. What I'm seeing is that some of the I'm seeing like three, they're kind of darker balls that are above your head, that you're kind of moving those out. You're clearing those out of your space. And by bringing in more light energy, that's one of the ways that you're actually pushing through that, to cover that with light, to cover that with love, to cover that with healing energy. This is something that has attached to you over time. This is something that has become a part of you from things that you've experienced in your life, daily things, that type of thing. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, because I could try to get some more answers for you if it doesn't quite connect with who you are right now. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and disconnect from the air, and I want to thank everybody for being with us today. It's been spectacular, and I'm going to go ahead and disconnect now, and I'm going to continue on with the readings that we're doing here. Have a wonderful, spectacular week.